Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together. I got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war. This means.
This means war.
This means.
This means war.
This means.
This means war.
Put them together. I got joy in my soul. God is in control.
You're now once again tuned in to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Upper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, on tonight, nothing has changed. It's still the same. I'm asking all listeners that faithfully tuned in, and especially for the new listeners that have tuned in for the first time on tonight, please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the woman of God that's going to deliver God's word on tonight. None other than Apostle Sandra Bedford from Slidesdale, Louisiana, will be bringing forth God's word on tonight. So we want you to please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so you can be able to follow along as we go through God's word together on tonight. We always open up with prayer. So I'm asking all listeners, if you would please pray with me, because we do serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty God we serve. Heavenly Father, Amen. We come once again in the name of Jesus, touching and agreeing, knowing that you are in the midst, because we know that you are a promise keeper. We're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people for your glory in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you are moved by your spirit. We ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, my guest on tonight, Apostle Sandra Bedford, and her entire family, and every saved believer all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth would not be in vain. Heavenly Father, we come now in the name of Jesus, thanking you for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us, even your sufficient grace. We come now, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, asking that you will move by your spirit, continue to comfort and strengthen all those that are bereaved on tonight. You continue to lift up Bishop Rosemary Jairu and the loss of her brother, and all those that have lost loved ones for whatever reasons, Heavenly Father. Continue to comfort them and strengthen them. Let them feel your peace and your joy and your presence, even in their hour of bereavement. And let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, and lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. You know who they are. You know where they are. We don't have to send you anywhere because you're already there. And we know that you are touching, you're healing, you're delivering, and you're setting your people free for your glory in the name of Jesus. And once they are saved and set free, Heavenly Father, once they are healed and delivered in the name of Jesus, give them the holy boldness to let the world know that it was you who have healed them and delivered them and set them free, that you alone will get the glory in the name of Jesus. And we pray now, Lord, and ask that you will move by your spirit through your woman of God on tonight that's going to deliver your word, and through your Holy Spirit that every listener, that Heavenly Father that's on tonight that's listening in, that may not be saved in Jesus' name, that are spiritually blind, it's our hope and desire and prayer that something will be said through your word on tonight that will touch their heart, that they will hear your word, not only hear your word, they will receive your word. They will also open their own mouth, confess their sins and transgressions, and they will ask Jesus the Christ, your son, to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight, that you will get the glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we pray that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us, because we know that it's not about us. It's all about you. It's about you being glorified on tonight through this worldwide platform. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, some people will never like you because your spirit irritates their demons. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. Some people will never like you because your spirit irritates their demons. Well, on tonight, I am so excited to have my special guest on tonight from Slidesdale, Louisiana, none other than Apostle Sandra Bedford. Apostle Sandra Bedford, again, thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be my guest on tonight to the, share a testimony and to deliver God's word on tonight. I'm going to ask
Amen.
You to do a first question. Would you please share with me and then the worldwide listeners, would you please share whatever testimony God has placed on your heart to share with us on tonight?
Amen. Amen. First of all, I want to give honor to God, who is the head of my life. I thank God for his Holy Spirit. I thank God for this radio station. I thank God for you, man of God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and for the great work that you're doing. Hallelujah. My testimony that God will do it. If he did it for me, he'll definitely do it for you. He saved me. He sanctified me. And he turned my life around. When I say he turned my life around, he turned my life around. I come out of some dark places, y'all. I've done some dark things. Amen. But God, but God, but God. And God is the one that delivers all. And that's why I don't judge people. Amen. Because I've been through something, and I understand that a lot of times when we're going through things, people don't really understand what we're going through, and they think it's just so easy to come out of something, but it's not. It takes God to help us to come out of what we're in. I had a stroke. Man of God, I wasn't supposed to be here. Lord Jesus, in 2018, but I'm here to testify that God is a healer and a deliverer. Amen. Praise God. God is good. I had a parasite in my eye called Ecampaneva, and I couldn't see for 6 months in misery. Hallelujah. But God restored. So I know God is a healer. I know him as a deliverer. Amen. And God will do it.
Yes, he will. And I'm a living witness, too. I thank you for sharing that powerful testimony. And you said you had a stroke in 2018. Yeah, that was the enemy trying to take you out. But God, you
Amen.
Said, I like the way you
but
said
God.
That. But God, ooh, that's powerful right there. But God, see,
but
the enemy
God.
Do have power. He had the enemy do have power, and he know he have some power, but his power is limited. The God we serve has
My
all
God.
Power, even power over the enemy. So we thank God for you. We thank God for you sharing that powerful testimony on tonight, and we know that God has received the glory on tonight through your testimony. And that's why I ask all my first-time guests on this worldwide platform to share a testimony, because God said in his word that he would share his glory with no one. So that we
Amen.
Want the listeners to know that just like God, he's the same God. He has no respect of persons. Just like he touched you and healed you from the stroke, I can testify and tell the world to know and let the world know that he has healed me as well from cancer over almost 2 years
My
now.
God.
I'm cancer-free, thank God. I was dealing with
thank
seizures.
You,
I still take seizure medicine for every day in the morning and at night, but I still claim my healing. Words
Amen.
Have power, so we have to be careful what we let come out of our mouths. No matter what our bodies say to us, sometimes we just have to stand on God's word in faith and know that God is our
Jesus.
Healer. He said that he will heal us. If we believe it,
yes.
And I believe that he is a healer. And so you, awesome woman of God on tonight, Apostle Bedford from Louisiana on tonight, thank God for you for sharing this powerful testimony on tonight. Just like God did it for you, someone needed to hear that word, and they need to know that just like God did it for you and me, he would do the same thing for them if they just trust him and believe him
Amen.
By faith.
Amen.
So right
Amen.
Now,
we're going
to get ready to go to a music break. And once again, listeners, as you all always know, that I always ask you to get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready, because we don't want anyone to take it lightly or for granted. to ever think that we're making up things as we go. The word of God said, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So that's why it's important you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready so you can follow along as we go through God's word together on tonight. But we're going to go through our music break on tonight. We're going to give God what? Total praise. Why? Because he deserves our total praise. And then once we come back from this music break, we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to none other than my special guest on tonight from Slidell, Louisiana. Apostle Sandra Bedford will be delivering God's word. Once again, thank you for sharing that powerful testimony on tonight. Enjoy the music.
Amen.
Please.
Thank you, man of God.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God deserves our total praise, no matter what we're going
Amen.
Through, no matter what it
Amen.
Looks like. God deserves our total praise. Well, before I bring on my gentleman tonight that's going to be delivering God's word, I hope you have your pens and paper ready so we can take down just a few announcements. We are now in the month of October. I'm going to give you the rundown of my guests for the following, the rest of this month. If you have your pens and paper ready so you can follow along. And remember that all of these shows are kept in archives. You can always go back to my worldwide platform and pull them up and listen to all of the men and women of God that have delivered God's word for the last past 8 years over this worldwide platform. You can pull up all the different shows and listen to either one and pass it on to others so that others can be blessed by God's word. Starting next Saturday, this coming Saturday night, Deacon Marvin Cox will be delivering God's word once again. Deacon Marvin Cox will be delivering God's word. He always shares inspirational poems first. Then he always gives us a powerful word from the Lord. for the listeners that do not know that Dick Marvin Cox, if he suffers from muscular dystrophy, he used to be able to walk to, and drive to church. So now he has to crawl around on the floors at the house. So he cannot actually get out of the house or go to the house of worship anymore like he used to. But he is still being used by God. So that's my point on tonight. Whatever your handicap may be, don't let that be an excuse for you not doing what God has called you to do. So Deacon Marvin Cox is a perfect example of not letting his handicap deter him or stop him from what God has called and anointed him to do. On the 14th of this month, next Thursday night, every second Thursday night, Bishop Rosemary Jairu from Flagstaff, Louisiana, delivers God's word. Every third Saturday night, the Sunday school superintendent of the Morning Star Baptist Church, Deacon Edward Blakely, delivers God's word. He is a member of the Morning Star Baptist Church, where Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. is the pastor and shepherd, and where I serve as their musician. And then on this coming Thursday night, October the 21st, from Washington, D.C., we have none other than Overseer Jackson will be coming forth once again, delivering God's word. Again, Overseer Jackson from Washington, D.C., will be bringing forth God's word on Thursday night, the 21st of October. And then I have a special guest on the 23rd. The 23rd is a Saturday night. I have a special guest. Will be on Sister Myra Inez. And then on the 28th of October, Thursday the 28th of October, we have none other than Prophetess Cherie Walker Shy from Atlanta, Georgia, will be bringing forth God's word once again on Thursday night, October the 28th. Prophetess Cherie Walker Shy from Atlanta, Georgia, will be delivering God's word once again. And then finally, on the 30th, of October, which is the last Saturday of this month, Deacon Marvin Cox will be delivering God's word once again. So we want to thank God for my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. He is on the line on tonight. We thank God for him. He is the pastor of the Victors Outreach Ministries in Greensboro, North Carolina. He is overcoming his sickness, but we've been giving him a little break for the last month or two so he can recover, but he's coming along very well. So he has given me the green light that he's ready to start delivering God's word once again over this worldwide platform. So we're going to let him continue to rest up for the rest of this month. So he will be coming back on sometime in November. I will let you all know when Pastor Norman King will be coming back on to deliver God's word. So right now, I hope you have your pens and paper ready. Follow along. Woman of God, Apostle
Amen.
Sandra Bedford from Slidesdale, Louisiana, I now yield the mic to you.
Praise God. We just bless the Lord for all the great things that God is doing through this ministry, all the great men and women of God that's really on this platform. And I just rebuke the enemy off their lives in the name of Jesus. For the joy of the Lord is their strength, and they shall recover and be victorious in it. Amen, because we are overcomers. But on tonight, I want to talk to you for a little while about the glory. I need your glory. I need the weight of God's glory. Amen. And I think this message, this study is appropriate for tonight because it seems that the body of Christ is going through some things. Amen. And we need the weight of his glory. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just bless the Lord on tonight. If you can get your pens and papers together like the man of God stated, amen, we're getting ready to go into the word of God. Amen. And we all know we thank God for the word of God because the word of God is already blessed. Amen. But that it bless us, that it enrich our spirit, that it teach us, it help us, it grow us, it comfort us, and it bring us through. Amen. But I want you to go into the book of 2 Corinthians 4 and 17. We're talking about the weight, the weight of God's glory. And I just want to break glory down a little bit because a lot of times, you know, we define a word And we have to define it because it don't always mean what we think that it means. Amen. But we're talking about glory, the God's glory. And it's used in the Bible for the manifestations of God's presence. Amen. And the Hebrew word, which is used for glory in the Old Testament, has a very simple meaning to it. And it talks about the heaviness or the weight of his glory. And it was used in everyday speech by the people of Israel at all time. They always talked about God. What are you saying, woman of God? They was talking about the importance of God, the greatness of God, the honor, the splendor of his power, and so on. So on tonight, we're going to talk about a little on the word glory, amen. And it also, it just means weight, amen. I know sometimes we feel weighed down in things, amen. If you ever went to the gym, amen, and you begin to pick up weight to strengthen your limbs or to strengthen your muscles, amen. And when you are pressing that weight don't always feel good, amen. But as you keep doing it, amen, praise God, it begins to strengthen you. And that's the same way of the weight of God's word. The word sometimes doesn't feel good, amen, but it comes to strengthen us. It comes to empower our minds and our thought. It comes to illuminate God in us, amen, the spirit of the Holy Ghost in us. So we thank God for the weight of his glory, the greatness of God. And we understand that God alone, as the man of God was saying, God alone is worthy of glory, for he holds all the weight. I don't care what we go through. I don't care what our bodies go through. I don't care what people say. Amen. But God has the last say so. Amen. He has the weight. He's the man. Somebody say he's the man. He is the man. Amen.
Yes, he is.
So we just want to think on the things of God. Amen. Pertaining to our lives, but we are talking about, I need his glory. I need the weight of his glory. My God, when the Shekinah glory, oh my God, came into the house, amen, when Uriah seen God's glory, and he was talking about how the angels covered themselves when the glory of God came in into their midst, amen. But we need God's glory to come in our midst. Let's go to the scripture in 2 Corinthians, verse 17. I'm going to read this. It says, for our light affliction, I know what we go through seems mighty, but God said our light afflictions, which is but for a moment. What we're going through is just for a moment. Amen. Worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Somebody say something better is coming. Amen. I might be going through what I'm going through, but this is only a moment. Amen. Praise God. And I looked it up in my other Bibles, amen, you know, all the Bibles, some of them give us a more tentative word about the scripture, amen, praise God. And I just thank God on tonight for his word, amen, because we need to be encouraged on tonight, amen. And if we, nobody else don't encourage us, one thing about it, the word of God will encourage you to hang in there. Amen.
Yes.
And this is what the word said. It says, we should never give up, though our bodies are dying. And we understand that we die daily. Come on, somebody. Come on, this is reality.
Oh, yes.
For our inner strength in our bodies are dying. Our inner strength in the Lord is growing every day. Your spirit, which is talking about our spirit man grows every day, even though the flesh die every day. My God, but the inner man is growing every day in God. And how do it grow? You got to feed it the word of God. They said these troubles and sufferings, ours, after all, quite small, won't last very long. Somebody say, this is not going to last very long, but I'm going to praise God in spite of. I like how the man of God was talking about the men of God. In spite of what their situations are, they're not lingering in that. They still doing the work of God. How many of us is going to get up and say, Lord, you know what? This is just a light affliction. Satan, guess what? I'm getting up from this here, and I'm going to continue to do what God has called me to do. Whatever my purpose is, I'm going to fulfill it while I'm on this earth. This earthly body, yes, I know it's going to die, but my spirit shall live forever. Why? Because I'm going to gain something out of this. I'm gaining the glory of God. And not only am I gaining the glory of God, but I'm going to gain eternal life. Amen. So I just want somebody to be encouraged on tonight. You know, the Bible teaches us that the just shall live by faith. Amen. Come on, y'all, somebody. Faith. Faith. Now faith. You got to believe in God now. Now. Now, if you keep saying it, guess what? It shall manifest itself. But we got to say what we believe. I believe God. I believe him at his word. I believe when he said these light affliction. God, I thank you for the light affliction. Amen. But the Bible declares, who shall deliver us from it all? Nobody but the Lord. Somebody ought to tell God, thank you. Amen.
Thank you.
That this
thank
stuff
you.
Is just temporal that we're going through. Amen.
Yeah.
This is temporal that we're going through. We got to give God the praise. We got to give him the honor. This is where we need God. I need the weight of your glory. Woo! Somebody ought to say, Lord, I appreciate you. I appreciate your glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God. And the weight of God's glory cannot be measured by the scale of man. There's no measuring stick that can measure the glory of God. Somebody ought to say, Lord, just wrap me in your glory. Amen. Even though trouble is all around me, but Lord, just wrap me in your glory. Amen. Our troubles are working for us. Why you say that, woman of God? How can you say that? Well, Romans 8:28 declares, for we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to the will of God, according to his purpose. Amen. Hallelujah. My God. And why you say that? Because he said all sickness are not unto death, but that he may be glorified.
Yeah.
My God, my God. Some of us got two legs and won't even glorify God. Some of us got two arms. We won't even clap our hands. We won't even lift our hands and tell God thank you. Come on, we won't even use the trumpet, which is our voice, to shout out and let God know, my God. David said, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt, my God, his name. Let us exalt his name together. Amen. God is good. I'm excited. I am excited about the word of God. God, I need you to do this for me. I need the weight of your glory. I'm not asking for nothing else but the weight of your glory, God. I ain't asking for no car, no house, no money, nothing, but I want your glory upon my life, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because God, with the weight of your glory, I can come out of anything. When I'm covered by the blood of Jesus, I can come out of anything. Nothing can hold me. Jesus rose in 3 days, and if God got up in 3 days, my God, can't we get up from this?
My
God,
Lord.
Somebody ought to say, I need his glory. I need the weight of his glory. Amen. Hallelujah. God is just so good to us. And I just appreciate God. Hallelujah. I get excited, y'all. I just gotta calm down. Bring it down a little bit, Apostle. Just bring it down a little bit. Amen. Praise God. But we want to stay with the word on tonight. We're talking about the glory of God. We are in his word. Amen. He said these troubles and sufferings of ours, after all, are quite small. This stuff is small to God, which is big to us. That's why we need God. Amen. Praise God. And he said it won't last forever. Amen. Let this short time of distress will result in God's richest blessings upon us forever and ever. Amen. God's blessing is upon us. Amen. Praise God. You know, it's sometimes, listen, let me say this, you know, because as men and women of God, sometimes people think we don't go through nothing. Amen. Sometimes people think we don't have problems. Some people don't think sickness hit our body. Amen. Praise God. But it do. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
There was a time I can remember, not long, I think it was maybe last month, hallelujah, I couldn't hardly walk. I had fluid on my knees. Hallelujah, praise God. But I trusted God. See, God give us wisdom. Amen. God speak to us. I know a lot of time, yes, we say, well, I'm waiting on God to heal us. But at the same token, God give us common sense and he give us wisdom. He put things on the earth for us. Amen. I just want to help somebody. Amen. Because sometimes we say, well, I'm waiting on God. But when you say now faith is the substance of things to hope for, you got to move by faith. Amen.
Amen.
You got to move by faith. Even when you go to the doctor, you tell God, go before me. Send the angels before me. Get in the doctor's hands. Come on here, somebody.
Tell
a word to where you're going. Amen. When Jairus' daughter was sick, he said, Lord, I'm not even worthy. But I'm not even worthy to be in your presence. I ain't even worthy for you to even come to my house. But God, if you just send a word. Sent a word, and Jesus sent the word, and the child lived. Come on here, somebody. Tell God, send a word over your situation. Amen. God, send your glory before me. Send the weight. You the man. You got all power in your hand. My God, you can tell death to be still. You calm the sea, God. All you had to do was speak a word, and it was done, God. And we got to walk by faith and trust God. And that's what I do. Lord, okay, I'm going to the doctor. Well, guess what? I need you to be there before I get there. I need the report to be good before I get there. Amen. Right. Hallelujah. Because the Lord said, who report are we going to be? I'm going to believe your report, even though it's coming out the doctor's mouth. But I'm believing your report. That the report is going to be good. It may not have been good when I got there, but afterwards it's going to be good. But guess what? I'm walking. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes. The fluid is off my knee. We got to trust God, and we got to trust God in the things that he put in the earth realm for us. Come on here, somebody. The weight of his glory. Somebody say the weight of God's glory. I need the weight
of
God's glory. Why? Because the weight of his glory is great in our lives. Amen. The weight of his glory can heal us. Amen. And he's bigger. God is bigger than this earth. If he made the earth, he's bigger than the earth. He put the stars in the atmosphere. He's bigger than the atmosphere. He's bigger than the stars. Come on here, somebody. God is bigger than any problem that we can go through, even in our bodies. God is greater and bigger than the enemy. Come on here, somebody. But God, let your glory cover me, God, in your glory. I need the weight of God's glory. Amen. We need the weight of his glory. I just love the Lord on tonight for what he's doing. I pray that this word is really helping you through his glory. We can use his power and we can use the authority. What is the power? The Holy Ghost. My God. My God. Because he said after you have received power, you can speak. Come on, somebody. You need to open up your mouth after God done gave you the power, my God, which is the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost has the authority. My God, all you got to do is open your mouth and let it speak through you for you. My God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. A lot of time we be waiting on other people to speak, but now God said after you have received what? Holy Ghost, you shall receive what? Power. Yes. My God, come on, somebody. Y'all help me in this. Amen. Oh, my God, that he has invested in us to destroy every plot of the enemy. The enemy has no reason to defeat us, none whatsoever. Why? Because God has given us the power and the authority, my God, to speak a word. Glory be to God. And we thank God on tonight for his word. His word is weight. His word is his glory. Come on here, somebody. The Holy Ghost represents his glory. The anointing represents his glory. It represents who God is, and God has given this unto me. Jesus said unto us, Jesus said, ask us, my God, after the Spirit of the Lord has come upon me to what? Preach the gospel. Amen. To cast out demons. Come on here, somebody. We can cast this stuff out. We can call it out. Call it by his name.
Yeah.
My God, what are you saying, woman of God? With the glory of God, with the power, I began to prophesy. I began to call this fluid up out of you. Got to come up out of this lay. This temple, Paul brought it to us. He said, don't you know that your temple is where the Holy Ghost resides? My God, sickness, you can't stay here. This is where the Holy Ghost lives. And you got to come up out of this body. You can't stop me from doing the things of God. God work a miracle in us, that we can be a living testimony that you are God because of your glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're talking about the weight of his glory. Amen. And we are talking about these afflictions that we go through, but through his glory, my God, somebody ought to say through his glory. I'm excited because I believe somebody's going to come back with a testimony. I believe somebody's going to come back with a good report. Come on. I believe that somebody's going to rise up from this here. Oh, my God, the word said I can do it. Yes. God said you can do it because why? Yes. He has the power in heaven and in earth. Amen. And he has given it to us through the Holy Spirit. My God. That you can speak to these mountains. He said after you done prayed and you done got up with forgiveness. And that's another thing, y'all. We got to forgive. To carry this anointing that's in our life, we got to love on people. We got to forgive people. My God. My God. My God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And he said, now after you done did all that, he said, you can speak to the mountains. What we call mountains in our life, what we call mountains, sickness, cancer, whatever it is, heart disease, heart problems, arthritis. Come on, somebody, y'all help me out on tonight. God said we can speak to this stuff. My God, why? Because the power of life and death is in our tongue. Amen.
That's right.
The man of God said we got to be careful what we say. My God, we got the power of life and death. Stop saying you're sick. Say, I'm well. In the name of Jesus, I'm well. I'm getting up from here. In the name of Jesus. Why? Because God's Shekinah glory is in my midst. And because he is in my midst. I can speak to these things. I can come up out of this in the mighty name of Jesus. But we just give the glory, give God all the glory on tonight. I want you to write that scripture down, 2 Corinthians 4:17. We're talking about the weight of God's glory. Amen. Y'all, this stuff is temporary. It's not going to always be this way. It don't have to be that. We don't have to die for it to not to be this way. We can live for it not to be this way. Somebody say, yes, Lord. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And remember Romans 8:28. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what it looks like. But we know, those of us that know that God is a healer, those of us that know that God is a deliverer, those of us that know that God is a way maker, come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Those of us that know that God will bring you out of your troubles. He said, for we know that all things are working together for the good of them that love God. To them who are the called according to his purpose. My God, we've been called to his purpose. Amen.
Yeah.
We've been called to be a witness that he is God. We have called to tell a dying world that he can save anybody. If he saves us, he definitely can save you. But I thank the Lord on tonight. I don't know if my time is up. Hallelujah. Praise God, but I don't want to go over the time. Amen. Praise God. I just got excited. Amen. But God, listen, we need his glory. We need the weight of God's glory to fall upon us. Amen. I'm going through affliction in my wrist right now, but the same God that took the fluid out of my leg, the same God that delivered me from the stroke, the same God that gave me my sight back, is going to be the same God to heal my wrist. Come on here, somebody. He's good. He's good. We're talking about the weight of his glory on tonight. God bless you. I pray that what I've spoken unto you has helped you. And remember that God is greater than anything. He's greater than me and you. But if we walk in the authority of his word, then we can call those things as they be not as though they were. So I call healing. I speak healing. I speak deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we give you the glory. We give you the honor for all things, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen for the word of God. Amen. I want to give it back to the man of God. Amen. Thank you so very much. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord on tonight. Thank you so much, woman of God, Apostle Sandra Bedford out of Slidesdale, Louisiana. Thank you for delivering this word on tonight. The need, I need the weight of God's glory. Don't we all need that weight? I know I do. I can't speak for you.
Amen.
It's personal. It's a personal thing. You got to make it. You got to make this thing personal. Yeah, but personal.
Yes.
That's like God wants a personal relationship with each and every one of us as believers in Jesus Christ. This is a personal thing. You got to personally get into this word. You know, it's good to get into God's word with your sisters and brothers in Christ. But sometimes you got to get in that word by yourself and meditate and vegetate on the word
come
of God.
On,
let it meditate in your heart so the Lord can speak to you directly.
Amen.
Not you don't have to go by what he said to somebody else. He told you what he wanted you to do, and he's going to give you the strength to do it because he always prepares us before he sends us anywhere. He always makes the way straight and forward for us to make it through on the other side so that we can come out victorious. Like his son Jesus Christ did, came out with the victory.
Amen.
Just like Jesus did, because that we serve a God, we serve Jesus Christ. We're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We have the same power. We have the same victory. We have the same authority. If we just use the name of Jesus Christ, just like the woman of God was just saying in the word on tonight, this weight of God's glory. We all need to be crying out for the weight of God's glory. As individuals and then as a corporate body of believers, we need to come together and pray. Come together on one accord. That's what he said. Where two or three are touching and agreeing, and on one accord, he would be in the midst. So when we are touching and agreeing over this worldwide platform and the word of God is going forth with power, don't you know that souls can be saved? Backsliders can come back to the fold and that the body of Christ
Amen.
Will be built up and strengthened and edified through God's word, not with your opinion,
Amen.
Not with my opinion or feelings, but with God's word. That's why we have to
That's
learn
it.
How to encourage. I love what you said there. And I say it all the time and quite often, those of you that are regular followers and listeners to this worldwide platform, I know that I always say, you know, we have to learn how to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Because sometimes it's only encouragement
Amen.
You're going to get, encouragement you're going to get. And so you can't encourage yourself in God's word if you don't know God's word. That's why
That's
he said,
it.
My people perish because of the lack of knowledge. You got to get in God's word so God's word can get in you. And then he said
Amen.
He will bring things back to your remembrance. If you forget something, the Holy Spirit, thank God for the Holy Spirit, will bring things back to our remembrance. Don't you remember how God brought you through that situation years and years ago, and you're in that same situation again? Don't you know that same God that he brought you out of that situation before? He's the same God. He can do it again. So
Amen.
Thank you, Apostle Sandra. Betra, thank you so much for delivering this word on tonight. I know that it has been received by someone on tonight because this is a worldwide
Amen.
Platform. This is a worldwide ministry. People are all over the world are listening to this worldwide platform on tonight. So we know that God is being glorified. So that's why I always let the listeners know, especially for the new listeners, it's not about the men and women that bring forth God's word. It's about God's word coming forth through us as vessels,
that's it.
As servants, as ambassadors. We're delivering the good news of Jesus Christ to this dying, sinful world that somebody can be saved, somebody can be set free, and somebody can stand on their faith and come back to God, and they can stand on their God on the promises of God, knowing that he is a promise keeper. God is still watching over
yes,
his word to perform it in the lives of his people. So what are you doing
yeah.
that's going to give God glory on tonight? What are you doing? It's personal. What are you doing? Not your sister, not your pastor, not your mother, not your friend, neighbor. What are you doing to give God glory on tonight? Examine
Amen.
Yourself
Amen.
According to God's word.
Yeah.
So we thank
yeah.
you, Apostle. Thank you so much, woman of God, for delivering this word. Again, I know that it has been received on tonight, and God has been glorified through you on tonight. So I'm asking you at this time, if you would please, I'm sure you have someone that you want to give a shout-out to at this moment. You give any shout-outs you want to give out at this time. And also, please let the listeners know, if should there be any listeners that want to contact you, give your contact information out if you don't mind, please.
Okay, praise the Lord. I just want to give a shout-out to Jesus. Amen for the word. Amen. Praise God. To all the listeners, I want to give a shout out to you with much love. Amen. Praise God for us to grow, to continue to grow in the word of God. I want to give a shout out to ETOP Ministry. Amen. Well, I'm the founder and the apostle, senior pastor of in Slidell, Louisiana. Amen. Give a shout out to all the radio listeners. Amen to Bishop Jairo, praying for her, for what has taken place in her life. I send my condolences to her.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I give a shout out to my chief apostle. Amen. Apostle Johnson, Jermaine Johnson, all the way in New Jersey. I want to give a shout out to the men and women of God that's on the line. Amen. Stay on the wall. Don't come down. Continue to do a great work.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise God to you, man. To God, give a shout out to you for this great radio station. Amen. And if anyone want to contact me, you need prayer, counseling, hallelujah, listen. I don't deal in foolishness. We go to the word of God. We pray. Amen. And we look to hear from God. But my number is 225-421-6968. You can call me anytime. If I don't answer, leave me a message. Granted, I will get back to you. That number is 225-421-6968. I'm in Louisiana. If there are any Louisiana listeners, amen, amen. Call me, praise God. I don't care who you are, I don't care what you're going through. We all been somewhere. We've been and we still got some stuff we X'ing out. Come on, somebody. We just tell the truth about it. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And I thank God for where he's brought me from. And I understand, and I don't take it lightly. Amen. Praise God. I ain't told all my testimony. It's a lot of things I can say. Amen. Praise God that God has brought me from. So I know that God can do it. Amen. That was just a piece, a little cutting of the testimony. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. When you done gangbang, smoking weed, drinking. Come on, y'all. Y'all talk to me. Hallelujah. God brought me from all that stuff. Amen. Praise God. So I'm running this life for him. Amen. But we have to be a living testimony to tell someone that God can do it. Been homeless.
Yes,
come on,
Lord.
Somebody. Been to jail. Mm. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
But God.
Yes.
But God.
I tell God, thank you, but God. Oh, yeah, he unlocked the doors. Could have got 45 years. Come on, somebody. But only did
Look
a
out.
Year. That's how good
Look
God
out.
Is. Amen. When there's an anointing upon your life, when there's purpose upon your life, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. You ain't just got to preach the gospel for God to use you. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Just let your light shine. And for somebody to say, my God, are you the same person? Yeah. No, I ain't the same from yesteryear, but I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. But once again, I love you. I love the body of Christ. Amen. Love to encourage people. Love to bring them to the Lord. For them to understand, be excited for them to come to the Lord. But guess what?
That's what's gonna
bring you out. That's what's gonna heal, deliver, and set you free. Once again, my number is 225-421-6968. Louisiana time is 7:58. I'm still up, man to God. I'm still up.
Amen.
Because the word
Praise
of
the Lord.
God, let me tell you. The word will set you on fire, amen.
Yes, it will. That's right.
Praise God.
You know
the word will set you on fire.
By me being a musician, I love that song. I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I just couldn't keep
Come
it to
now.
Myself.
What
the Lord has
it.
Done
you
for me. Woo, every time I hear that song, I think about all the things that God has brought me through. And I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but when you know that God
Come
did it, you can't keep that to yourself. You got to tell somebody.
You can't keep it. You
and that's how God
it.
Gets the glory. You can't keep it to yourself. That's how God gets the glory.
My God.
And that's
yes.
what it's all about. That somebody can see the Jesus
Speak
on
it.
Your life. And it's a lifestyle every day, not just on Sunday, not just on days you go to
Come
Bible
on.
Class,
it's
but it should
every
be every
day.
Day. Everywhere you
it's
go,
it.
Somebody ought to be able to see Jesus on you. Because some people
Come
are never
now.
Going to actually go into a church building. You are the church that some people are going to be reading. And you're the
That's
Bible
it.
That some people are
That's
reading.
It.
They're reading your life. They're looking at you.
Yes.
So you don't want to become
yes.
a liability. You want to be an asset to the kingdom of God, not
asset
a liability.
To the kingdom.
So you can be saved and saved in Jesus' name, but you can still be a liability to the kingdom of God because
Come
of your nasty attitude, because you
Woo!
Have not forgiven anyone. And you're always gossiping and talking about folks. But yet you're supposed to be
Come
saved and people are watching you. And you wonder why people can't get
yes.
saved in Jesus' name because they're watching you. You said you're saved, but you don't act like it.
Come
and you
on
don't
now.
Talk like it. You don't look like it. You don't walk like it.
Speak it.
So
Speak
that's
it.
What God is looking at. That's what God is looking for in these last
Amen.
Evil days. So we need to stop playing
Ooh.
Church.
Come on.
Come out of the world and get back on fire for God. When we first
that's
fell
it.
In love, our first love, that's what we need to go back to, our first love. When we first fell in love with Jesus Christ.
Yes.
When we first got
yes.
saved, we was excited and happy. We couldn't wait to tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus. But what happened?
Amen.
We got the Lord done blessed us with new homes and new cars and jobs and more than
the
we could ever
father.
Ask for. And we forget
father.
All about God. And you get the big head. You get, you know, the humility is thrown out the window. You forgot about who blessed you. And then you think about it's all about me, myself, and I. Then God is
Amen.
Not getting any glory out of that. So that's why I think God has allowed certain things to happen in the world today because he do have permissive will.
And he allows certain things to happen to get mankind's attention and draw us back to him.
Yes.
And I believe that's why we are in the state that we're in today, because man has gotten so far away from God, and man has the church has allowed so much of the world to come inside the church, and God is not
to come inside the church. Yes.
And so, and we wonder why people can't get saved, because we need to get our act together first as the body of Christ.
Amen.
So I didn't mean to say that, but I just had to see what God prayed to my heart and my mind to say.
Hey.
On tonight, but, and I don't mean to try to take anything away from the word of God that just went forth with power through this woman of God, but she said what God told her to say, and I received this word on tonight, because we all need the weight of God's glory.
We all need,
I don't care how long you've been saved. You could be saved 100 years, you could be saved a brand new babe in Christ,
Woo.
But we all need the weight of God's glory.
We all need,
we all need it. So we thank God
we
for you, a woman of God, on tonight. And so we're just going to allow God to give us another date and another time for you to come back on. Whenever God's giving me the green light, to you, I will definitely be in contact with you so we can set up another date and a time for you to be on.
Amen.
And bring another
God.
Powerful word from the Lord to this worldwide platform. So we're going to close out
Amen.
Tonight, as we always do. We always close out in prayer. And remember, as I always say, I know that I love you, and I always pray for you all. I'm asking you all to continue
Amen.
To pray for me. My family, this worldwide ministry and platform, continue to lift up
Amen.
My pastor and shepherd, Bishop James A. Jennings, and my church family,
Amen.
The Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, and also my first cousin, Pastor Norman King, who is listening in on tonight. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries in Greensboro, North Carolina. We
Amen.
Still thank God for what he is healing him from the COVID virus, and he is doing a lot better, but he will be coming
Praise
back again
God.
Very soon. Delivering God's word with another testimony and letting the world know that it's God who have healed him from this terrible, horrible virus. And we just give God the glory, honor, and praise. Well, we don't take it lightly or for granted. So we're going to close out in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We come once again giving you glory,
yes,
honor,
Lord.
And praise for who you are. We bless your name because you're truly worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. And no matter what it looks like, no matter what we hear or what we even think, we thank you that you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus that still works. And we know that blood of Jesus will never lose its power. Give me, Father, for being a promise keeper. You said in your word that once we are saved in Jesus' name, nothing and no one can pluck us out of your hands. And we are sealed for the day of redemption. So we stand on your promise, your great word, your promise. And me, Father, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, thou shalt condemn in Jesus' name, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So now, Lord, we just thank you for your word. We bless your name because you're worthy to be praised. Continue to bless your woman of God that delivered this word on tonight, Apostle Sandra Bester, her family. Continue to strengthen and heal and anoint her body in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
and Father, continue to bless the works of her hands. And the ministry that you have placed her in and over, continue to bless them, Lord.
Yes.
Use them for your glory, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lift up Bishop Rosemary Jairu, her brother has made his transition, and all those that have lost loved ones, continue to comfort and strengthen each one of them as long as you can in the name of Jesus. Continue to strengthen and heal those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Continue to have your way over this worldwide ministry and platform, because we know it's not about us. It's all about you, and we don't take this lightly, this ministry, this platform. We don't take it lightly or for granted, because we know that it's of your doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes that you are being glorified over this worldwide platform and ministry.
Lord.
It's all about Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for using us to be a part of this worldwide ministry platform. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, on tonight, remember that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord.
Good night.